Hello everyone, and welcome to day 3 of St. Mary's Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Today's story is called, God is Looking for You. Are you ready? Here we go. Adam and Eve stood in awe of it, and so can we. The whole world unfolds like an art gallery filled with the glory of God. But what Adam and Eve didn't know was that there is a thief in the art gallery, an enemy of God, Satan. He is like a wily snake that slithers in at the corners of everything and entangles around you. And if he can trip you with a lie so you fall away from the closeness of God, he can snatch your happiness, steal God's glory, and swipe away your love for God and leave you robbed. Oh, that's bad. So, that snake sneaked right up to Eve and wrapped his own lie tight around her and hissed poison right into her ear. He said, God doesn't really love you. God doesn't really give you good enough things. God doesn't really give the gift of love all the time. And you know what happened? Eve fell for it. She believed these lies and she ate the fruit from that one tree God had told her not to, because he loved her, because he didn't want her to die. But Eve swallowed the fruit's juice and believed the snake's lies, and death began to flow slow through her veins. This is the painful loneliness that we call the fall. So what happened? Well, Adam and Eve ran and hid and fell away from the closeness of God. You see, when you trip, you can fall and end up such a mess that you want to go and hide. And when you trip and you fall off the path, you can end up lost in the long grass. Adam and Eve hid. Adam and Eve were lost. Now, when we've fallen and when we're lost, God comes with one question. Not the question, why did you do that? Not the question, oh, what did you do wrong? The very first God question of the Old Testament, of the whole Bible, is a loving question, straight from God's heart. Where are you? God's love never stops looking for you, trying to find you and gently drawing you back close to him. Because of his unconditional, unbeatable, unfailing, unwrappable love, God never gives up on you. He looks for you when you're lost. He calls out for you when you're hiding. He doesn't shout at you. God doesn't tell you off. God doesn't tell everybody else how naughty you've been. You see, whenever you fall, whenever you fall short, whenever you sin, God whispers to you with a love that wraps all around you like a wonderful hug. Wherever you are, I will always come find you. Whatever you've done, I will always keep looking for you until my eyes see you and my hands of healing reach out to you, till I can hold you close again to my heart. No matter what the day holds, no matter what happens in your life, God holds you. And what was the very first question in the New Testament of the Bible? The very first question asked in all of the New Testament of the Bible was the wise men asking everyone after Jesus was born, where is he? Really wise men and women and really wise boys and girls never stop looking for God. And because your really wise God is love, he never stops looking for you. I wonder, when you feel like you've messed up and you're far away from God, what does God do? That's the end of our Advent bedtime Bible story for this evening. So night night, sleep tight. You'll hear from me again tomorrow.